Business news now from Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. Enterprise Ireland says the food and drink companies it backs invested €166 million on research and development last year. That's on a par with the 2023 spend as firms seek out an edge in an increasingly challenging global market. Its latest Food Innovation Summit takes place in Dublin today, bringing together companies, researchers and investors for the third year in a row. Ahead of that, though, we're joined in studio by Mark Crystal, EI's Manager of Food, Sustainability and Climate Change, and John O'Connell, who's Managing Director of West Cork Distilleries. John, maybe to start with you, given that you're working at the coalface here, when we talk about spirits, often a very traditional type of product, especially whiskey, which has very strict rules around what classifies as Irish whiskey, how can you innovate within that while staying true to those products?
Yes, West Cork Distilleries would be quite unique in that we do manufacture packed whiskey products for sale, but we also, up to about 70% of our revenue comes from alcoholic ingredients and services. So there's a lot of innovation, particularly at the moment with regard to the manufacturing efficiencies. Mm-hmm. That's particularly pertinent at the moment due to the logistical issues pertaining to COVID, tariffs and chain supply issues.
Are you obviously, like any company, facing a lot of challenges and maybe increasing challenges in recent times? Is it hard to allocate time and money maybe to something that might not yield a result for a long time, like research and development? I mean, I'm sure you have a lot of other more immediate pressures that are facing the business.
There is, absolutely, you have to get that balance correct, but I suppose with the cost of goods going up so considerably in the last couple of years, as with the energy cost, the benefits of innovation are so profound at the moment that it's absolutely key to strategy.
Mark, in terms of what companies are trying to do to innovate, I presume AI is part of the conversation that you'll be having with companies today. Where else, though, are Irish food and drink firms targeting their R&D efforts?
Yeah, Adam, we'd have 400 companies in Croke Park today talking about the challenges facing the Irish food and drink sector, but also the opportunities. I think some of the key themes and key trends that we see driving the agenda for our clients is in respect of food as a medicine, health and well-being, personalized nutrition, alternative proteins and process innovation and smart manufacturing. And we've some excellent startup companies and obviously an excellent cohort of Irish companies who are employing about 60,000 people directly across our economy and contributing $15 billion in terms of exports. So
yeah, I noticed as well one of the areas that's mentioned is anti-obesity drugs, companies looking at how to innovate around that, because obviously that's a potential challenge to some food companies if there's less demand, but they're trying to figure out ways of working around that.
Yeah, indeed, but and also an opportunity. And again, we've some excellent companies who are looking at that whole personalised nutrition, health and wellbeing space, and providing solutions as ingredients and also directly for consumers. So we see that as an area that we will focus on, and it'll be a key area we'll explore more today.
The amount invested in R&D by food and drink companies stayed pretty much the same year on year last year. It's actually down on the 2022 figure. Is that disappointing to see?
Yeah, we have some excellent R&D taking place in our companies, and I think that's hugely important. €166 million is the figure we reported. We'd like to see more, and that's very much the focus of the agenda. Build on the strengths that we have as a sector, and using the talent that we have within. But ideally, we'd like to see that figure rise. But we know there's exceptional R&D and innovation taking place in the Irish food and drink sector, and it's about building on that.
John, just to turn to tariffs for a moment, obviously a massive threat, especially for exporting firms and some companies that export to the US. At the moment, though, we don't even know exactly how things are going to shake out in terms of negotiations between the US and the EU. How do you plan through that level of uncertainty? Or are you forced into kind of a holding pattern until you know where things are going to go?
Yeah, the whole tariff situation is a big concern at the moment. The uncertainty is probably more of an obstacle to progress than anything else. West Cork Distilleries, we have two manufacturing premises, one in Skibbereen and one in Waterford, both employing about 150 people. We recently opened a bulk distribution centre in Kentucky, and that's helped mitigate against the tariffs. I suppose my biggest focus is leveraging the relationships that an Irish company like ourselves has built up over the last 10 years with our customers to be able to mitigate and negotiate equitable mitigating factors against the tariffs. So it's the relationships that is the big thing.
John O'Connell, Managing Director of West Cork Distilleries, thank you for that. And Mark Crystal, EI's Manager of Food Sustainability and Climate Change. We'll have more business news in the next hour. That's all for now, though.